Chapter 1. Tough as Nails. The First Virtue of Manhood, Tough Love. Behold, their brave men cry in the streets. Isaiah 33:7. May 20, 1927, Roosevelt Field, Long Island. At 7:52 a.m., a 25-year-old pilot named Charles Lindbergh fired up his single-seat, single-engine airplane, the Spirit of St. Louis. Lindbergh almost ran out of runway before takeoff, but no brakes meant no turning back. 33 hours, 30 minutes, and 30 seconds later, Lindbergh touched down in an airfield outside Paris, becoming the first person to make a solo nonstop transatlantic flight. Half a dozen pilots before him had failed, buried at sea, and Lindbergh's flying resume paled in comparison to theirs. He was a male pilot with a handful of barnstorming events under his belt, but what he lacked in experience, he more than made up for with mental toughness. Lindbergh had no radio and no fuel gauge. He also got next to no sleep the night before. Because of weight limitations, Lindbergh hardly packed anything, not even a toothbrush. He only took one quart of water and five ham and chicken sandwiches. He ate only one of them. Through the darkness of a moonless night, Lindbergh aimed at Europe. He flew as high as 10,000 feet and as low as 10 feet, fighting thousands of miles of fog over the Atlantic Ocean. Lindbergh got the first hint that land was nearby when he saw a fishing boat as morning dawned on the second day. He closed the throttle and circled the boat, yelling, "Which way is Ireland?" The poor fisherman either didn't speak English or was too spooked to answer. As the sun set for the second time in his epic journey, the lights of Le Bourget paved the way to Paris. He circled the Eiffel Tower, then flew toward what he thought would be an empty airfield. He found the airfield all right, but it wasn't empty. Instead, a huge crowd crying, "Vive!" gave Lindbergh a hero's welcome. Lindbergh won not only the $25,000 Ortigue Prize for the first nonstop flight from New York to Paris, but he also won the hearts of people around the world. The day after his flight, newspapers ran 250,000 stories totaling 36 million words. One publication called it the greatest event since the resurrection. Lindbergh received so much fan mail, 3.5 million letters, that 38 Western Union employees were assigned to manage his mail. So how did Lindbergh do it? How did he succeed in doing something so many others had failed to do? How did he endure the fog, the fear, the fatigue? Here's my theory. During the darkest hours of the night, I bet Charles Lindbergh thought of his grandfather, August Lindbergh. In 1859, August Lindbergh immigrated to America from Sweden and found work at a sawmill in Sauk Center, Minnesota. 2 years later, Lindbergh fell into a whirring saw blade that tore through his upper torso. It left such a gaping hole that one eyewitness said they could see his beating heart. A half-conscious Lindbergh was carried home, where he waited 3 days for a doctor. When the doctor finally reached Lindbergh, he amputated what was left of his arm and sewed up the hole. Now here's the amazing thing. August Lindbergh didn't scream or cry. Not even an ouch. He toughed it out, suffering in silence. With a grandfather like that, is it any wonder Charles crossed the Atlantic? Compared to all the pain and agony that his grandfather endured, a solo flight across the Atlantic was a cakewalk. Next time someone complains a little too much about their aches and pains, tell them about August Lindbergh. I actually tried this with my youngest son, Josiah, when he was 12 years old. He might have been a tad too young for that gory story, but it worked like a charm. He quit complaining. Reality check. Most of our problems are first world problems. My wife, Laura, recently spent several days in a Syrian refugee